from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105 through the Fan. Reginald Atatula sitting in for Kevin and Corey. Mike Bassett Jr., still, always, here for you, Alec Medford on the ones and twos. We're the KNC Masterpiece for today and the rest of the week here on The Fan. Been a fun one. We're getting day two of the NBA or the MLB draft. It started here now, right, Mike? You said
it should, I think, be it's starting right now. I believe that. I don't know if this is a press conference that is on MLB Network right now, or they're just announcing that they're starting the draft, but usually they're not covering the draft anymore. Now it's just kind of Twitter, or you know, like, you have to go to like a YouTube feed or whatever. So this is media day. Bochy, Torrey Lovello, obviously Paul Skeens is already there. We can't see sitting next to Bochy. Like, there's nobody sitting there, but I'm assuming he's going to name Tarek Skubal as the starting pitcher. And then usually your lineups will come out today, so you can get prepared for who's batting 1-9 type of situation. I'm going to assume, I think the lineup, I know Semien is our guy, but I want to see Paul Skeens face Gunnar Henderson, Aaron Judge, and I'd love to see it Juan Soto third, but if they want to put, let's say, Yordan Alvarez third and then Juan Soto fourth, Jose Ramirez is having a great year too. So maybe if you wanted to put him in that kind of 3-4-5 matchup, I would love to see those as the first five hitters of the game versus
with the Paul chance Skeens. To go against. Yeah,
because to me, this is the history. Tomorrow is Paul Skeens. That this is what's going to be remembered, like, right now about this All-Star game. Now, unless Paul Skeens gets hurt, not tomorrow, but like gets hurt in his career, like if he has a Steven Strasburg career, we won't really remember this too much. But what I'm hoping is Skeens faces those three guys and strikes all of them out. Pedro Martinez, 1999, man.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, we got the home run derby tonight, but another thing that you should always look forward to, a little AM on the FM.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Now, reality can be whatever.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Let's get into my All-Star experiences over the weekend, as well as the question of the day coming your way here in just a second. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. I want to hear from you on the YouTube and Twitch as well for the question of the day. Got some sound I'm going to run from All-Star Saturday.
Can I be a jerk real quick?
Please do.
Corbin Burns has been named starter for the American League.
Not bad. Yeah. I mean, he's just not. He's good. He's an all-star. One of the best pitchers in the game. He ain't Paul Skeens.
Okay. All right. In your face, Corbin Burns.
And Corbin Burns isn't like where you know Clayton Kershaw, Verlander, and Scherzer. Those are like the three Hall of Famers that are still pitching today. We're like, dude. And those guys aren't in their prime anymore or on the all-star team. But like, that would be, if that was it, I'd be like, dude, what if it was kind of your Nolan Ryan, Roger Clemens at the time, like Dwight Gooden or whatever, like whoever it was, Burns, Skubal, fine. They're great. I can't wait to see Paul Skeens in the bottom of the first inning take the mound.
All right.
So the question of the day today is going to go back to the whole NCAA 25 thing for just a second. Then we're going to get back into more baseball conversation because I was out there for All-Star Saturday. Got to talk to some fun people, and we're going to revisit some of that here in just a second. But NCAA, obviously, we talked about the pre-order. If you did that, you get the game today, I believe, at 3 o'clock. Central is when you can officially play it. So after that, you're not going to hear from a lot of your friends.
Bring Southern Miss to their glory.
Hey, for me, it's Boise State.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's just that atrocious field that they have.
Blue field, yeah. And then obviously the Statue of Liberty probably weighs heavily in your mind.
Yes, absolutely. And
don't shake your head at me, Carter. You know that matters.
Those reasons and those reasons only. That is why I'm taking Boise State to the promised land. But 877-881-1053, what is your go-to and or favorite video game of all time?
Okay.
Mike. I mean, I'll start it off because it'll be most people will be like, I'm not old enough. Probably RBI baseball because I can just remember. Do, 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 do. And then they would change the music when a guy got on base. But you could play with, let's say you could play the All-Stars or you could play. And by the way, like every pitcher died after three innings. So Nolan Ryan's throwing a zillion miles an hour by the fourth inning. Like he has nothing left.
Got to go to the pen.
You could go with the St. Louis Cardinals and you could get in rundowns and get out of it somewhat because you had Vince Coleman, Ozzie Smith, Tommy Herr. Then you had Jack the Ripper Clark, like in that was your one home run hitter that you just played with speed if you were the Cardinals. You could be the Houston Astros. Couldn't be the Texas Rangers. They didn't have a team on it. You could be the Houston Astros and use Nolan Ryan and Mike Scott, but you didn't have much of an offense. Or you could be the Oakland Athletics and have Canseco and McGuire and Dave Henderson and just like crush the ball everywhere.
This is such a good question.
Everybody was a white fat guy on there. There was no like every player was exactly the same looking, very fat. And that was it.
Mike, always making sure that you know people are fat.
It's just weird. Like these, I mean, they just used fat. They're like little squatty fat guys.
No, he's not fat. A lot of responses coming in. I'm having a hard time honing in on my favorite game because I probably would say a sports game, but I don't know if that's actually true. Just to be a weirdo, I will say Banjo-Kazooie. I love.
That's not a weirdo pick. That's an awesome pick.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like I am doing it just to say something that is not
fair enough
an obvious answer or a more obvious answer. But I loved the hell out of Banjo-Kazooie when I was a kid. I don't even think I beat it, but I just played the hell out of it.
I'm right there with you because I don't think I ever beat it, but it was really, really fun. And for me, I think I'd have to go the Call of Duty franchise overall because
That's a more reasonable answer.
It might not be the most fun I've had playing a game, but if you were to like tally up all the hours I've spent playing video games, it's probably Call of Duty that overarches everything else. So I guess that's my favorite because I kept going back to it. So I'm just going to go with that because other than that, I could give you like a five-way tie and I'm not going to do that because that's not allowed here.
Right.
On AM on the FM. But let's see. Lots of Super Mario, different kind of games.
Super Mario Sunshine.
I saw Super Sluggers come in and that's a great baseball game if you're interested in that.
Okay.
Because it is just so, you know, over the top and corny and dumb, but it's fun. So it doesn't get me as angry as MLB The Show does. Because I find myself just kind of cursing myself out playing MLB The Show.
Yeah.
Because I realize how bad I am at reading pitches.
Yep. I also find myself like, I understand just a small fraction of the frustration of a pitcher when I play MLB The Show. Because I'm like, that was a good pitch.
Yeah.
That was a good pitch.
Yep.
Why did he hit that? It was a good pitch.
Or you throw a great pitch that they take and it's a ball.
Yeah.
Max Scherzer on 2-2 yesterday, one of his second to last pitch. Man, it was a good pitch just below the zone on the plate, breaking ball, and the guy takes it. You're like, son of a gun, that was my pitch I wanted to get him out on.
Yeah, and I'm like, where is the kick dirt button?
Yeah.
I need somebody yelling right now.
See, one of my favorite things was, I think it was the show 19, maybe. There was a gold, maybe 78, something like an 80 overall Joey Gallo. That was an awful card, except for the power swing. And anytime I faced my friends who had him, I'd throw a pitch like that was inside at the knees, totally not a strike, and they'd send it 450 feet dead center. I'm like, how does this even happen? How? I'm not trying to throw you a strike.
The game is cheating. That's when you unplug it and plug it back in.
And he gets perfect on a ball that should have hit him if he didn't swing. It makes no sense. That game makes me overly angry.
Game is cheating.
Yeah, it is. RBI baseball, rather, was awesome from the 325. Twisted Metal for the PS1.
Oh, my God. I love Twisted Metal.
By the way, real
crazy
quick.
Taxi.
Yes.
One of my ones.
Could Bochy sabotage the Orioles in the Friday, Saturday, Sunday game and just pitch Burns 3 innings on Tuesday and burn him till he can't pitch till Monday?
I like what you're doing there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I know that's not going to happen, but he is.
You don't know that.
That'd be awesome if he's like, no, keep going out there. Uh-huh. You got it, man. In fact, you want to go 5 innings today? Go 5 innings today.
So we really need you to win this one, man.
Lots of Goldeneye coming in.
Elite. It's an elite game.
That's an elite game. And even though it was, you know, beyond my time, I went back to it because my dad was like, no, if you're going to play video games, you're going to be educated and play the real stuff. So, you know, I played a lot of that stuff.
Good father work there.
Yes. He was very much like that. Like my pro wrestling fandom. He was like, if you're going to get into that, I'm going to make you watch some Von Erichs tapes. You know, like that's what he did.
That might be useful for you. That might be helpful for you this week.
Yeah, that might be very helpful. Mm-hmm, so keep those coming, 877-881-1053. I do want to get into my All-Star experience on Saturday that will continue tonight and tomorrow night at the Derby and the game itself. But I spent literally all day out there at All-Star Village and at the Futures game and the Celebrity Softball game at Globe Life Field on Saturday. And I tweeted it, but if you want to know how much there truly is to do out there, my Apple Watch says I walked about 9 miles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, on Saturday alone.
Mike nodding his head. It's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And
I mean, they're golf carting me and taking me in, like, you know, SUVs, but I got you, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of Mike.
Because he is famous.
Yes, because he is famous. And as soon as I walked into the esports arena, I go into the little auction area. And on the other side of the auction, they have it all tarped off, but it's not a wall, so you can still see the lights and hear what's going on. I hear Mike Bassick's voice as soon as I walk in. He was doing a panel. So I stopped in there, and for maybe the last 15 minutes of your panel on Saturday, I was sitting in there in the back with all the other media dudes and just hanging out, listening to what you had to say about the transition from, you know, pro ball to broadcasting and everything. It was pretty cool. Pretty cool to see.
Did you hear the person like yell Tolo and on your face and everything?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Did they get taken out? Did they grab them?
See, I wanted to do that, but I was like, I don't want my badge to get taken away. So
there is a lady up there, Yvonne, who's with MLB, and she was like really confused on what is going on. I'm like, well, those are people who are here and fans of the radio station and what I do on the radio.
So I walked around and tried to take in as much as I could as a fan. And I saw everything. I went into Choctaw, I went into the esports arena, went to the food truck area out there in the North Lawn and saw some incredible eats. There was all kinds of stuff going on, but saw a bunch of autograph signings going on, saw lots of happy faces and lots of happy kids. It was really cool to see everybody just like that like youthful exuberance coming out of grown men when they meet some of their heroes that were signing autographs there.
Nice.
That was really, really cool. But I got to the party before the celebrity softball game. And saw a bunch of people, got to talk with Pedro Martinez. That was pretty cool. He's a very nice guy, great storyteller, really funny as well. If you ever get the chance to just shake his hand and introduce yourself, go for it. But lots of people out there. Dez Bryant, got to see him for a little bit. But there was just all kinds of people kind of wandering around that I didn't expect to be there. Saw Coach Prime walk in and he gave his whole team free shoes from Nike. That was pretty cool to see.
Ones that were kind of like... black.
Yep, the unreleased
kind of triangles or whatever.
Yeah, they're releasing later this year, and I think for AM on the FM tomorrow, Mike, you're going to be interested. Nike just filed a massive lawsuit against someone. That we're going to get into tomorrow.
Well, but Nike's losing a lot of money lately.
They are, and they're trying to get some of that back from a source that might have helped them lose some of that in the custom sneaker game. We'll get into that tomorrow.
I think I know.
That's going to be a fun conversation there. But I think my favorite interaction overall was I saw one of our old friends from here at the Fan, Kevin Sparkman.
Ah, Sparky!
I saw Sparky. He was there with his Dude Perfect guys, and it was so cool whenever I yelled his name during the party. He kind of looked around like, where is that coming from? And he saw me, and his face just lit up, and we chatted it up for a good 5 to 10 minutes because one of the two people that trained me when I first got here, Reginald Adatula.
You only had two people train you?
Well, you know, like the main ones taught me most of what I know. That dude, Peyton, you know, he kind of showed me some stuff or whatever. But it was Reginald Adatula and Kevin Sparkman. So got to catch up with him, and he said he still tolos, and he said that everybody's doing great work over here. And yeah, it was really cool to see him, see some familiar faces. I'm not as famous as Mike, so I got maybe like four people walk up and say, hey, Tolo, what's up? But I did see Kevin Sparkman, so that was pretty cool. But all kinds of great stuff. And I have a scoop for y'all.
Ooh,
I have a scoop.
He did reporting, Mike.
I have a scoop.
I'm listening.
Not only is the winner of the Home Run Derby going to get that massive chain that they had on display out there at the Esports Convention Center. I do have pictures of that up on Instagram at Alec on the Radio if you want to check that out. But they will also be getting their usual trophy, I think $1 million in prize money. But for the first time in Home Run Derby history, I've been told that a custom WWE Championship belt for the winner of the Home Run Derby will be given out.
Okay.
And that's going to be a new tradition going forward, thanks to the partnership between the two companies.
That is really sweet. I did get to see the Rangers got one from WWE.
Did they?
Now, it came out, they got it like a couple days after the parade. They were hoping like one of the guys could hold it up during the parade, but WWE wasn't able to kind of customize it. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, like the real ones with all of the leather and real metal on there, or golds, I guess, whatever. That seems real. That seems dope. So, yeah, that'll be fun. I imagine that they'll do that on the field and that they'll have an opportunity to hold that up. That's going to be fun, because that's one of the things I love about the Derby, is just the way that not only are the guys competing, but like everybody's right there, basically by the, you know, the batter's box, and you know, your friends and family, and these guys are kind of hyping each other up, and there's kind of like that talk. It almost feels to me, not exactly the same, but like, I played kickball. I'm sorry, I didn't play baseball when I was young. And so like playing kickball, and everybody's right there on the fence, and everybody's just kind of right in there with you having fun. Like, that's one of the things I love the most about seeing it on television. So, you know, getting a feel for it would be really fun.
Last thing about the MLB draft, basing it off that, there was this dude drafted out of high school from like a Michigan. And you're like, are they just playing like at a random park? Because we're so used to here in Texas, especially your bigger high schools, having nice
baseball,
fence parks all the way down. And you're like, so if they hit the ball foul, it just goes into the woods, huh?
Yeah.
You're just like, all right. Mike. Like, you're just like, and it's amazing sometimes. And you watch the Derek Jeter documentary on where he came from, Kalamazoo, I think is the name. Like, you're just like,
They just found a field to play.
That's amazing, like, how tough it was. That's why Mike Trout, they said, got drafted so late in the first round. It was just so tough because in New Jersey, it's bad competition and stuff like that. They're like, it's just tough because he's not playing in, like, what you consider a premium region of baseball in high school.
Okay.
Literally, you're not seeing that baseball again. There you have it. That's AM on the FM.
Appreciate you, Medford. That was fun. I almost kind of want you to give like a recommendation, since you saw everything, if anybody's going out.
Yeah, should I go? Honestly, I just did all the stuff. I'm going to try to get out there quick enough to do the esports. Where would you say the best esports thing is at?
I want to do this.
Oh, next.
We'll do that next. Okay. It's the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Hang around. Alec Medford will give you his definitive recommendations for the All-Star Village. We'll do it next on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Reginald Datatula filling in for Kevin and Corey. That is Mike Bassey Jr., Alec Medford on the ones and twos. We're the KNC Masterpiece right for this week.
Tease it up, man. I need to know.
All right. Before I get you there, I do want to remind you, we're about a month out from Fan Bowl, and so that's on August 10th, and it's sponsored by our friends at Tolbert Garage Door. So I just wanted to remind you, we're coming up close on the registration for Fan Bowl 2024. So keep your ears peeled. Just be ready for that. That's coming up. However, I teased it. Mike is ready to hear it. I'm sure there's a lot of folks that are ready to hear it because the All-Star game is tomorrow. Home Run Derby's tonight. And the All-Star Village looks really cool out there in Arlington on the premises. Medford, you took the grounds on Saturday. You went. You saw everything possible. We need your definitive rankings on what to go see at the All-Star Village. Take it away.
I feel like there's a few different categories you could break it down to. If you're going with family, if you're going with friends, if you're going by yourself, there's something for everyone there. But definitely for me, no matter what category I decide to break it into, it was the esports arena where they're doing the panels and they have all of the art showcases and everything and the auctions that they're doing. They're doing daily live auctions for some really cool memorabilia and some stuff that you can go bid on that you would see on your typical auction sites. And they have some really old stuff that's going to command lots of money. And word on the street is tomorrow at Texas Live, that Babe Ruth called shot jersey is going to be on display. So you might want to go to Texas Live tomorrow to go see that jersey in person before it hits the auction. You guys were talking about it, Mike, a few weeks ago, how it's going to command a ton of money. Well, they're supposed to have it on display if you want to go see it. So there's all kinds of really cool relics and whatnot. But for me, if you're going to start somewhere, I know that you're probably going to start in the Choctaw Stadium area. That's probably where you're going to enter the whole village, but make your way down to the esports arena because there's tons of art there that is being live painted that's already been done. There was a mural the day I went that they were actually painted. They had three or four different people working on sections of it at a time.
Nice.
They had their laptops set up with reference pictures, but it's like Texas themed all-star art that they're working on. They had some of the guys' all-star game cleats being painted right in front of you that they're working on. I did see Julio Rodriguez's spikes were already done and in a display case. I think they were working on just like a custom pair for display that was like Texas themed. It wasn't for anybody, but it was just like a, hey.
Was it that weird orange color?
It actually wasn't. It was almost like a powder blue is what was going on there. I got some pictures of these things that I'll throw up on social media. But if I'm going to say start anywhere or finish your day anywhere, it has to be at the art exhibit.
Okay.
The art exhibit is awesome. Yes.
Okay, good. That's where I'm going to head as fast as I can. I'm going to, I think, get some Domino's pizza for me and the boys and eat as quick as we can and then get out there. By the way, the Rangers just picked with the 103rd pick, third round. They take Casey Cook, outfielder, University of North Carolina.
Okay.
We know they can't produce quarterbacks.
They can make an outfielder.
But hopefully they can make a good outfielder.
Okay. All right.
If he can throw, that's all I need. Quarterbacks can't. But
what? I feel like quarterbacks should be able to throw.
That's left, from that throws school. Right.
Ah, okay, got you.
We're getting the lefty-righty combination. I want to say that Stanford catcher might bat left, throw right. Obviously, we need the catcher to throw right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to throwing wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Which
good.
Would be left-handed in that case.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Sure. That would be a nice thing. And something else that, like, it's not anything that's advertised, but I saw a lot of people kind of waiting on is you do have the Lowe's Hotel you know, right in the center of everything.
Sure.
And that's where everybody is staying. So there was a lot of people that were really generous with their time, you know, stopping outside in the valet area to take pictures and, you know, just offering up their time. You know, the people that I saw there, they weren't, you know, being rude and attacking these people, asking for autographs. They would just stand there and wait. And some people would walk by. Like I saw Mark McLemore, he stopped by and he was taking pictures and signing autographs. Ken Griffey Jr. came out there and he just offered up his time, was taking pictures with people. So you might catch some people coming through the hallways there.
That's a heady
Corey
play.
Majors would have been jealous. I ended up seeing the Hawk, Andre Dawson.
Oh, wow.
Hanging around a lot. And he was talking about how cool it would be to meet him. And I was like, man, he's out there doing
Andre
doing
Dawson was
there.
Talking about meeting Corey Majors? Yeah. That's crazy.
That
dude.
Is crazy.
Oh, my God. We should text him that.
So, Mike, you mentioned going out there with the family. If you want to take the family out there, your best spot for my money, which I'm not spending, you know, that's not me, and you don't have to spend my money either. I'm not trying to spend yours, but Choctaw Stadium. If you are going with the crew, with the family, there are so many different family events. They have little T-ball fields and everything. They have the batting cages. If your kids want to take BP, if you want to take BP, you can do that. They have a little indoor area on the field where they have some little like kids activities that are air conditioned. You know, so if you want to break from the heat, you can take the kids in there, let them go play ball and whatever. That's probably, and even the concourses, that's probably your best bet for family-oriented activities where they got some little games. They have contests. Like I think it was OxyClean was out there. They have like a giant washing machine that you can like reach in and try to grab prizes. That's fun for the kids. All the merch stands inside. They have like the Capital One Club where if you're a Capital One card holder, you get like a free hat. There's all kinds of goodies being given away at the stadium. So if you go walk the concourses there, they have some autograph signing areas there. But saw some legends out there doing some signings and whatnot. That's probably the best area for family time is if you want them to go, you know, get some picture-worthy moments with some people. You mentioned, Mike, the giant baseball that they have right in the center of the field. You can go take your pictures there. Maybe you'll catch a legend there posing for pictures. But like Mike said, I am a little disappointed. It's not a real baseball. It's just a giant piece of plastic. You know, that kind of threw me off. But it is really cool to just see a giant baseball. And I tweeted this out. They have a giant inflatable baseball just sitting in the middle of the pond outside of the esports arena, which that was the first thing I saw when I walked in. I was like, yeah, I need a picture of that. That's a huge baseball. And I think that's cooler than the one inside the stadium.
Huh, okay.
But it's a little bit easier to access, too. You don't have to wait in line to get a picture with it. It is in the middle of water. And they have signs that say don't jump in, so you can't get real close to it, but you can still pose with it. Saw plenty of people doing that. But in that same area, they have some custom like lowrider cars that they've decked out, all-star themed.
Okay, cool.
So plenty of picture opportunities outdoors even. I know it's hot. You don't want to stay out there too long, but that's where some of your best photo ops are going to reside, is some of those cars, some of the big, you know, art pieces that they have out there. I know Topps has a booth outside the stadium where they have like a take a card, leave a card thing, you know, like those little libraries that you see at the park where it's like take a book, leave a book. They have that for trading cards and they're giving away free trading cards. So if you're trying to get into the card game, if you want to get your kids into the card hobby, that's a good place to go. They have a little truck set up where you can go check out their stuff.
That's really cool. I hadn't even considered that. That's a really cool idea, especially like for young kids that are like just trying to get a feel for it and get some interest. Yeah. That seems really awesome. Mike, we'll both be at the stadium for the Home Run Derby tonight. But as you were mentioning earlier, today is typically the day where we get the All-Star lineups, and those have come out. Are you interested in one or the other?
More the American League than the National League. I honestly feel like there's more stars this year on the American League than the National League.
That is fair. That's a fair
Mookie Betts
point
is hurt. That kind of hurts the National League a little bit.
And I'm still pretty solid, but here you go. Here's the AL starting lineup. I don't know. Had you seen this at all yet?
I just saw it on the MLB Network.
All right, cool. So leading off will be Stephen Kwan, the Guardians.
Not crazy about that. I get it. He's batting 300 million right now, but I wish that it was more of a superstar batting, but he deserves to be on the All-Star team.
Great contact. Gunnar Henderson will bat second, shortstop for the Orioles. Juan Soto hit third. So at the very least, we'll see those three against Paul Skeens.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll see the fourth. In a way, I want to see Aaron Judge versus Paul Skeens.
And that's who it is. Aaron Judge batting fourth. Yordan Alvarez in the five hole. Jose Ramirez will be batting sixth. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. will be a seventh, Adley Rutschman eighth, and Marcus Semien will bat ninth for your for the AL.
Usually when you're a replacement, like when you're an all-star but a replacement starter, usually they bat you at the bottom of the lineup just because they feel like, hey, I mean, the fans picked these people. They didn't pick, nothing against Marcus Semien. This year, they didn't pick Semien to be a starter. He is an all-star. So that's why I thought he would bat near the bottom of the order.
And that ultimately is what Bruce Bochy delivers. The NL goes as far. Oh, and obviously we mentioned Corbin Burns is the starter for the AL. For the NL, it'll be Ketel Marte. He will lead off. Shohei Ohtani hits second. Trey Turner bats third.
Interesting.
Bryce Harper fourth.
Yeah.
William Contreras fifth. Yelich, Christian Yelich will go sixth. Alec Bohm seventh. Teoscar Hernandez eighth. And then Jurickson Profar will bat ninth. Paul Skeens, of course, the starter, and that's who we're super intrigued to see. So, yeah, man, super excited for All-Star Game tomorrow, but Home Run Derby tonight. You said you're calling.
I'm going to go with Bobby Witt Jr. I think that he could get a big ovation. I think Gunnar Henderson could be great. Pete Alonso, he's built for this. I mean, he loves it. He wants to be in it every year. He always puts on a show. And I'll tell you what, he's entertaining, too. Like, he has his music. He's bobbing up and down. Like, he puts everything into this. Like, he is super focused during this event, so it's not just goof off time. So this is always great about the All-Star stuff, is All-Stars are doing it. You might not, hey, I wish Aaron Judge was doing it. I wish Shohei Ohtani was doing it. The only non-All-Star is our guy, Adolis Garcia, because they wanted to put a hometown guy in there, right? So, I mean, when you look at it, and he's been a two-time All-Star, so it's not like, oh, there's a nobody. Like, Adolis is a two-time All-Star, so real people do the event. Unlike the NBA, like in the dunk competition, where nothing against the Texas Tech kid, but like
Mac McClung.
Yeah, I mean, he is awesome at it. It's unbelievable, but it's not even an NBA player in the NBA All-Star slam dunk competition. And then they play hard tomorrow. They're going to try their best.
And one of the things that is fair, 682 says, if Adolis gets strikes, he is winning. All due respect to Tony Beasley, who is, I mean, an incredible dude. I would love to not see Tony Beasley during the Home Run Derby. I hope that we've gotten that favor, or at least if he's throwing it, like let's groove him for our guy to hopefully be able to send him to over the fence. So there you go. Super excited for that tonight. I'll be there. You'll be there. Hopefully a lot of our listeners will either be there or have an opportunity to watch it on television. But there you go. KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Super excited for the Home Run Derby and all things All-Star festivities. Appreciate you, Medford, for getting us situated on what to look for at the All-Star Village. Coming up next, it's time to visit with the G-Bag Nation. We'll cross-talk with them next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Datatula alongside Mike Bassick Jr. Alec Medford on the ones and twos. Thank you, sir. Thank you guys for rolling with us all, I guess, afternoon long, all midday long. Because right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for us to hand things over and talk to our friends from the G-Bag Nation. Fellas, what's happening?
Good afternoon, Reg. How the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. Super excited. It's an exciting day if you're a baseball fan whatsoever in the DFW, as the Home Run Derby's happening, and I'll have the good fortune of being able to be there along with Mike Bassick and obviously Broadus. You're going to be out there, right?
I am going to make the trip after the show. So, yep, see you gentlemen out there.
Very, very excited to do that, to see what's happening with all of the festivities at the All-Star Village. So I'm super excited. Have any of you guys had an opportunity to get out there?
No, I wish. I wish, Reg. And I just do me a favor and brought a same to you. This is the one chance during the season that you can capitalize on the mozzarella sticks. So just PSA to everyone. Okay. If you want the best mozzarella sticks known to man, they're at Globe Life Field throughout All-Star festivities. That's it. Just a little pop-up shop style, and then boom, back away they go, building up that demand, you know what I'm saying?
So I have to do this
for you. You have to. I'm serious. For yourself.
Now or never, man.
You're going to start doing it, you know, you're going to do it for me, but by the end, you're going to be like, that was a me choice.
Huh? Pizza dog or the mott sticks tonight?
Oof. I mean, you're going mott sticks. You would go both.
Just go both.
Good call, Walchuk.
You can handle both of those. Get in a little app, maybe share. Maybe you and Red share the mott sticks, and then you just go pizza dog. But the mott sticks are a good size.
If it's one item only, it's mott sticks, because again,
you can get the pizza dog.
You can get the pizza dog the rest of the season.
Well, give you, Red, have you been out there? Have you done anything out there?
I went to the Swingman Classic on Friday.
Okay, did they give you a card for food?
I think they're supposed to. Yeah. I did not check on that.
Oh, they're
I just
definitely
ate up
supposed
in the press
to.
Box.
Yeah. See, Eric will fight you for the card. If you have a card, he will wrestle you to the ground and take your card.
All right, well,
I'll give you $5 cold hard cash for your exchange here.
All right. All right, I don't know if we should have said that on air, but okay, I see what you're doing there.
Okay, I did just see there's a secret ballpark hidden item at the All-Star game this year.
Okay. Yes. Okay, all right, let's put us on game.
Introducing the Graham Slam Burger. Two all-beef patties topped with smoked brisket, caramelized onions, American cheese, and ranch aioli.
Mm.
Sounds pretty good to me. And the pictures look outstanding.
What's the gram of?
It looks like they just got like, I don't know if they're homemade chips.
I was wondering if I was having like a stroke. Did I hear Graham or Graham?
Like, is this sandwich between two Graham crackers?
It's a Graham Slam Burger. That's just the name of it.
I was expecting the bun to the burger to be two Graham crackers.
A s'mores burger is what we were looking at there.
Can we get on board here? We do it with the donuts.
That would be pretty good. I think do you think that the Graham cracker would hold up well enough?
I do, man.
I think it might break and crumble all over the damn place.
I might try sliding one in between the bun and the burger, you know, especially one of those cinnamon and sugar Graham crackers.
Okay.
Hit a little sweet.
Okay. So it's acting as more of a topping. I like that.
But we also don't know where in the ballpark to get this. I guess that's why it's hidden.
You got to search it out.
This would be cool if you're media right now. Look, they have it kind of set up like Super Bowl, but way more accessible to the players.
Yeah.
All the players are out there, and you can go interview any of them.
I also do love that around each of them, they have like a perimeter. Like, hey, you can get close, but not too close. Like, be careful. Fellas,
these All-Star hats are great, though.
Oh, you're in on the All-Star hat?
Yeah, I love those.
I am on these because they're the team colors.
Yeah.
The other ones aren't the team colors.
Oh, these are different than the ones they're going to wear in the game?
These are the awesome
ones. Man, Dawson, I don't know about these. I think I filled up at the Shell station for 8 gallons and they gave me one of these hats.
Are you sure you got to look at that, Krusty?
I think it's a foam kind of hat. I think it's a bad foam hat.
No.
Like one of the truckers.
No one watches TV on the air better than Broadus.
That's Dawson. Right.
That's right.
He's watched on the air.
I did not pay attention to our show. I'm like, the first thing I said to Reggie, I go, Reggie, these hats look awful. Reggie goes, I kind of agree. Didn't you, Reggie?
I don't love the design itself. Although I think you're right,
least,
Mike.
Like that it's team color.
The team color does bring it at least to a place where I can see if you're interested in them. The ones that they have for the All-Star game. It does not feel like it's bringing anything particular. And I do wonder if that's indicative of the fact that they look at Texas and they go, there's nothing interesting, which is a damn lie. Right?
I'm going to the Valero and I'm going to get me an Angels hat here just on the way to the game. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, name a gas station.
I don't even know who's in the All-Star game for the Angels.
7-Eleven.
Somebody has to be.
Yeah, they have to have an All-Star.
It's interesting.
Mickey Moniak.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Is it really?
I think it is.
That was a good guess.
I think you're right, actually.
They have a relief pitcher that's actually pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Estevez, I believe.
Yeah.
They have somebody. Emilio?
No.
Tyler
Emilio!
Anderson.
Who is?
Tyler Anderson.
It's Tyler Anderson.
Is it Anderson? Okay, my bad.
What's his number this year? Record?
Yeah, Tyler Anderson is their All-Star rep.
Okay. I thought I recalled hearing that this weekend.
It always happens. There's people that are on the All-Star team that you're like, nothing against you. Like, you would only be an All-Star because they have to have a representative from that team.
Yeah.
But it does count.
Do you like that rule?
No.
You don't?
No.
I understand it because being a Ranger fan, there's been a lot of bad
lot
Ranger
of days,
years where one person has to represent.
Both wills.
But when it happens, it's just you look at it and you go, what were they an All-Star? And then you go, well, they had to have a player from that team.
It's honestly uncomfortable for the player, I would imagine, who has some self-awareness. And you're like, I'm here. And I know there's other guys that are sitting at home that are much more deserving. And you're like, I don't know. You're putting the player, I think, in an awkward position as
Corey
well. Because you're like, geez, I clearly don't belong here. Not when you're a big dog. When you're a big dog, this is lifetime achievement.
Do
you think Corey Seager's happy about being at the All-Star game?
I think he's like, man, he literally was quoted, I was supposed to be at vacation, and now I'm here. So, I mean, I don't know. He's probably not thrilled about it.
I like that he didn't turn it down, you know?
He's going to see one pitch, swing hard, and then that will be his All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to leave? Are you allowed to leave after you do your time?
Yes.
Hey, I had my
Can
swing.
Can you just
I'm
go
good.
Home? I mean, like, you're like... So then you look in the dugout, there's like just the managers and a couple of coaches
are
hanging out.
Most guys stay because most guys will fly out the next day.
Oh, wow.
But
we don't have enough money to fly out after the game.
Well, the game
you're on your own dime.
End at 10 o'clock. No, MLB pays for it.
I've got a plane waiting. If I'm making $10-15 million,
if you're doing a private plane, then no, I've got MLB's a plane not paying wait. For that. But they will pay for a first class ticket on the flight that you want.
Broadus has a plane on AT&T Way.
Exactly. I've got a car waiting for me out back of the stadium. I'm walking straight to that. Maybe full uniform on.
It's still like you're like in the bottom of the first inning. Your
eye black, eye black, everything, and then I'm getting on the plane and I'm heading home. I'm actually flying over the stadium as I'm going home.
Anderson's sporting an ERA under 3. By the way, it looks like he's gotten a little bit lucky, putting a lot of guys on, just not they're not coming around.
Well, at least those are good number. Yeah. I remember nothing against Brent Rooker. Maybe he's a future Ranger. But I remember when he represented the Oakland Athletics one of these last few years, and I'm like, dude.
How would you feel walking into that clubhouse? Would you be proud, or would you just be like, man, I don't really.
Do you think anybody knows who the hell you are?
Yeah,
I mean, right?
That's the thing.
I mean, you walk in, like, everybody's looking like, is that guy from the A's? That guy? That's an A's guy. Who is that guy? Hell? That guy makes $15 to play baseball. Schmuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that there are a few times where you get that.
Like, you have to introduce yourself.
Ryan McMahon, I think, is the representative for the Rockies. I remember seeing
Wait a minute. He hits home runs.
Does a great job covering the Mavs.
He's a big homer guy. Yeah.
He does.
He hits a lot of homers for the
altitude
Rockies.
Helps.
So that can happen where the guy's like, he's proud to be there. Yeah. But he also knows, like,
I don't believe.
You know.
Okay,
you know.
This is uncomfortable camera angle. They're way too close to Judge's face here on this. Don't you think, Reg?
Well, they are.
Is this like podium cam? Zoom out. Are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. This is like when you watch people on YouTube. I always feel like YouTube people need. Like, I've been watching you and Kavanaugh. It's awesome. Getting it's ready
for I'm way too close.
But I feel.
But you know this going in.
Back up. Back up.
It's Jeff. I feel like it's. Okay. Jeff's I feel like there needs to be some production of. I get it's podcast, so you can listen to it where there is no video. But when I'm on YouTube,
I agree.
I'm like, you guys need to have a picture of the player or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't have to. Nah, nothing against you guys. I'm liking what you're saying, but I also feel like there needs to be like, is it illegal to have video of a cowboy doing something?
I think it.
You'd have to.
You're
like,
talking
have
to a couple.
You gotta hit some extra buttons. And
two
crap.
Lazy dudes. We're lucky we have the
upload images.
We're lucky we have the hot dog. Jerry goes. I think it's the bun. Yeah. I think it's the hot dog. And yeah, it's.
I think it's the aluminum foil around the bun.
Yeah. I think that's as bad.
Do you think he could name more hot dog brands or players on his team?
Oh, hot dog brands.
How many hot dog brands are there?
That's Oscar Mayer.
Nathan's.
That's a good one.
Nathan's, too, right
Ballpark.
There.
Ballpark.
Earl Campbell's.
There's four. Look
Hebrew
at you.
National.
I mean, come on. All right, there you go.
Look at you guys. You guys have it in the bed.
Gosh, look at us. Just dog guys.
Does Owens count? Are they more sausage?
This is sausage, right?
Hey, dude, we'll let it slide.
Yeah, we're not going to leave Owen
sausage
out of this. Owen deserves a spot.
Yeah.
I've often said that you guys are the official show of hot dogs.
Jerry, the name is
sausage. And sausage. I think we should claim
that's
both.
Fair. I think, you know what? That's fair.
The winner, Christian McCaffrey's mom agreed.
We're a bunch of wieners.
All right. I'll let you guys say that, not me. What do you have coming up on the G-Bag?
Pure gold as always, Reg. Thanks for asking. Casey Stern, host of the Unfiltered podcast, coming up at 4. We'll talk baseball with him. He's one of the best baseball talkers.
There you go. Hang around. Stick around for the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece, Reginald Latitula, Mike Bassick, Alec Medford on this day. Join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan.
Maybe the people that know how to do that thing can do that thing, but...
Introducing the Graham Slam Burger. Two all-beef patties topped with smoked brisket, caramelized onions, American cheese, and ranch aioli.
Mm.
Sounds pretty good to me. And the pictures look outstanding.
What's the gram of?
It looks like they just got like... I don't know if they're homemade chips.
I was wondering if I was having like a stroke. Did I hear Graham or Graham?
Is this sandwich between two Graham crackers?
It's a Graham Slam Burger. That's just the name of it.
I was expecting the bun to the burger to be two Graham crackers.
S'mores burger is what we were looking at there.
Did we get on board here? We do it with the donuts.
That would be pretty good. I think that would, do you think that the Graham cracker would hold up well enough?
I do, man.
I think it might break and crumble all over the damn place.
I might try sliding one in between the bun and the burger, you know, especially one of those cinnamon and sugar graham crackers.
Okay.
It'll look sweet.
Okay.
So it's acting as more of a topping. I like that.
But we also don't know where in the ballpark to get this. I guess that's why it's hidden.
You gotta search it out.
This would be cool if you're media right now. Look, they have it kind of set up like Super Bowl, but way more accessible to the players.
Yeah.
All the players are out there, and you can go interview any of them.
I also do love that around each of them, they have like a perimeter. Like, hey, you can get close, but not too close. Like, be careful. Fellas,
these all-star hats are great, though.
Oh, you're in on the all-star hat?
Yeah, I love those.
I am on these because they're the team colors.
Yeah.
The other ones aren't the team colors.
Oh, these are different than the ones that are going to win the game.
These are the awesome
ones. Man, Dawson, I don't know about these. I think I filled up at the Shell station for 8 gallons, and they gave me one of these hats.
Are you sure you got to look at that, Krusty?
I think it's a foam kind of hat. I think it's a bad foam hat.
No.
Like one of the truckers, their trucker
no
hats.
No one watches
that you get
TV
there.
On the air better than Broadus.
That's right.
That's right.
He's watched on the air.
I did not pay attention to our show. I'm like, the first thing I said to Reggie, I go, Reggie, these hats look awful. Reggie goes, I kind of agree. Didn't you, Reggie?
I don't love the design itself, although I think you're
at
right,
least
Mike.
Like that it's team color.
The team color does bring it at least to a place where I can see if you're interested in them. The ones that they have for the All-Star game. It does not feel like it's bringing anything particular. And I do wonder if that's indicative of the fact that they look at Texas and they go, there's nothing interesting, which is a damn lie.
Right? I'm going to the Valero and I'm going to get me an Angels hat here just on the way to the game. That's what I'm going to do.
All right, name a gas station.
I don't even know who's in the All-Star game for the Angels.
7-Eleven.
Somebody has to be.
Yeah, they have to have an All-Star.
It's interesting.
Mickey Moniak.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Is it really?
I think it is.
That was a good guess.
I think you're right, actually.
They have a relief pitcher are actually pretty good, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Estevez, I believe.
Yeah.
Emilio?
No.
Tyler
Emilio!
Anderson.
Emilio!
Tyler Anderson.
It's Tyler Anderson.
Is it Anderson? Okay, my bad.
What's his number this year? Record?
Yeah, Tyler Anderson is their also rep.
Okay. I thought I recalled hearing that. I was pulling for Mickey Moniak this weekend.
This always happens. There's people that are on the All-Star team that you're like, nothing against you. Like, you would only be an All-Star because they have to have a representative from that team.
Yeah.
But it does count.
Do you like that rule?
No.
You don't?
No.
I understand it because being a Ranger fan, there's been a lot of bad Ranger years where one person has to represent.
Both wills.
But when it happens, it's just you look at it and you go, what were they an All-Star? And then you go, they had to have a player from that team.
It's honestly, it's uncomfortable for the player, I would imagine, who has some self-awareness. And you're like, I'm here. And I know there's other guys that are sitting at home that are much more deserving. And you're like, I don't know. You're putting the player, I think, in an awkward position as
Corey
well. Because you're like, geez, I clearly don't belong here. Not when you're a big dog. When you're a big dog, this is lifetime achievement.
I would be so.
Do you think Corey Seager's happy about being at the All-Star game?
I think he's like, man, he literally was quoted, I was supposed to be at vacation, and now I'm here. So, I mean, I don't know. He's probably not thrilled about it.
I like that he didn't turn it down, you know?
He's going to see one pitch, swing hard, and then that will be his All-Star game.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to leave? Are you allowed to leave after you do your time?
Yes.
Hey, I had my
swing.
Can
you just
I'm
go
good.
Home? I mean, like, you're like. So then you look in the dugout, there's like just the managers and a couple of coaches are hanging
most
out.
Most guys stay because most guys will fly out the next day.
Oh, wow.
But
we don't have enough money to fly out after the game.
Well, the game you're on your own dime. At 10 o'clock. No, MLB pays for it.
I've got a plane waiting. If I'm making $10-15 million,
if you're doing a private plane, then I've got MLB's a plane waiting for that. But they will pay for a first class ticket on the flight that you want.
Broadus has a plane on AT&T Way.
Exactly. I've got a car waiting for me out back of the stadium. I'm walking straight to that. Maybe full uniform on.
Still, it's still like you're like in the bottom of the first inning. Your
eye black, eye black, everything, and then I'm getting on the plane and I'm heading home. I'm actually flying over the stadium as I'm going home.
Anderson sporting an ERA under 3. By the way, it looks like he's gotten a little bit lucky. Putting a lot of guys on, just not, they're not coming around.
Well, at least those are good numbers. Yeah. I remember nothing against Brent Rooker. Maybe he's a future Ranger. But I remember when he represented the Oakland Athletics one of these last few years, and I'm like, dude.
How would you feel walking into that clubhouse? Would you be proud, or would you just be like, man, I don't really.
Do you think anybody knows who the hell you are?
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
I mean, you walk in, like, everybody's looking like,
is that guy the from the A's?
That's, that's an A's guy. Who
what
is that guy?
Yeah.
That guy makes $15 to play
poor
baseball.
Schmuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that there are a few times where you get that.
Like, you have to introduce yourself.
Ryan McMahon, I think, is the representative for the Rockies. I remember saying
Wait a minute, he hits home runs.
Does a great job covering the Mavs.
He's a big homer guy.
He does.
He hits a lot of homers for
the altitude
Rockies.
Helps.
So that can happen where the guy's like, he's proud to be there, but he also knows, like,
I don't believe.
You know.
Okay,
you know.
This is uncomfortable camera angle. They're way too close to Judge's face here on this. Don't you think, Reg?
Well, they are.
Is this like podium cam?
Zoom
what
out.
Are we doing here?
Yeah. This is like when you watch people on YouTube. I always feel like YouTube people need, like, I've been watching you and Kavanaugh. It's awesome.
I'm way too close.
But I feel
but you know this going in.
Back up, David. Back up.
It's Jeff. I feel
it's
Jeff's, I feel like there needs to be some production of, I get it's podcast, so you can listen to it where there is no video, but when I'm on YouTube,
I agree.
I'm like, you guys need to have a picture of the player or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't have to, nothing against you guys. I'm liking what you're saying, but I also feel like there
I'm
needs to be like, is
face.
It illegal to have video of a cowboy doing something?
I think it.
You'd have to.
You're talking to a couple.
Hit some extra buttons.
Two lazy dudes. We're lucky we have the
upload images.
We're lucky we have the hot dog. Jerry goes, I think it's the bun. Yeah. I think it's the hot dog. Yeah, it's.
I think it's the aluminum foil around the bun.
Yeah, I think that's about.
Do you think he could name more hot dog brands or players on his team?
Oh, hot dog brands.
How many hot dog brands are there?
That's Oscar Mayer.
Nathan's.
That's a good one.
Nathan's, too,
right there. Ballpark.
Ballpark.
Earl Campbell's.
Four. Look
Hebrew
at you.
National.
I mean, come on.
All right,
there you go.
Look at you guys. You guys have it in the bag.
Gosh, look at us. Just dog guys.
Does Owens count? I think more sausage.
This is sausage, right?
Hey, dude, yeah. we'll let it slide.
Yeah, we're not going to leave Owen
sausage
out of this.
Owen deserves a spot.
Yeah.
I've often said that you guys are the official show of hot dogs.
Jerry to name his
hot dogs.
And sausage. I think we should claim
that's
both.
That's fair. I think, you know what, that's fair.
The winner Christian McCaffrey's mom agreed.
We're a bunch of wieners.
All right. I'll let you guys say that, not me. What do you have coming up on the G-Bag
Pure Gold
tonight?
As always, Reg, thanks for asking. Casey Stern, host of the Unfiltered podcast, coming up at 4. We'll talk baseball with him. He's one of the best baseball talkers.
There you go. Hang around. Stick around for the G-Bag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece, Reginald Latitula, Mike Bassett, Alec Medford on this day. Join us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan.
Maybe the people that know how to do that thing can do that thing, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.